I don't believe you are insane, Miss Hawkins. I know about the Order and Cersei. I believe you. Her hand stops for a moment. It shakes. You need not fear me. I want to stop Cersei, but I need your assistance. Nell Hawkins's eyes seem to see me for the first time. Her voice is high and scratchy as tree branches knocking against a pane in the wind. I know who you are. The bird squawks.
I know who you are. I know who you are.
It sends a chill down my spine. You do? They're looking for you. I hear them in my head. Such terrible things. She goes back to pulling at her hair, singing softly as she does. Who is looking for me? She is a house of sweets waiting to devour you. She has her spies, she whispers in a way that makes my skin go cold. I don't know what to make of this. Miss Hawkins, you may speak plainly to me. Truly, you can trust me, but I must know where to find the temple. If you know where it is imperative. Nell turns to me with wide eyes. Follow the path. Stick to the path. The path? What path? Quick as a flash, Nell yanks the amulet from my neck so hard that my skin burns from it. Before I can protest, she flips it over, cradling it in both hands. She moves it back and forth as if she's trying to read something on the back of it. The true path.
Follow the true path! Follow the true path!
Cassandra screeches. What path are you speaking of? Is it in the garden, or do you mean the river? I ask. No, 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 Nell murmurs, rocking violently. With a swiftness I do not expect, she bangs the amulet hard against my chair, bending the eye. Stop it, I say, grabbing my necklace back. The eye lies at a strange angle now. Stay on the path, Nell says again. They'll try to lead you astray, show you things you cannot trust. Trust no one. Beware the poppy warriors. My head reels from Nell's strange outbursts. Miss Hawkins, please, how do I find this path? Will it take me to the temple? I ask. But Nell Hawkins is beyond reach, humming softly, knocking her fragile head against the wall in a desperate accompaniment until a nurse moves briskly to her side.
Now, now, Miss Hawkins, what would the doctor say if he could see you behaving this way? Let's try a sampler, shall we? I've some lovely new thread.
The nurse leads Miss Hawkins away, the tufts of hair sticking out of her bun bob and sway. The temple hides in plain sight, she says. Follow the path. The nurse sits Nell Hawkins in a chair, guiding her hand up and down through tiny stitches. I'm more confused than ever. I peer into Cassandra's cage. Do you understand? The bird blinks and blinks again, the tiny black dot of her pupil disappearing in a froth of white feathers and popping back to blackness again like a great illusionist's trick. Now you see it, now you don't. By inches, she turns on the bar of the cage, giving me her colourful back. No, I didn't think you did, I sigh. I ask one of the nurses where I might find Tom, and she tells me to try the men's ward. She offers to escort me, which I know is the proper thing to do, but I assure her that I will wait for Tom instead. Then I slip out and walk toward the men's ward. Doctors pass, deep in conversation. They nod in acknowledgement, and I give a congenial, close-mouthed smile in return. Their eyes linger on me for just a moment more, and I look away quickly. It is a strange feeling to be seen like this. I both want it and fear it a little. There is such power in those fleeting glances, but I do not know what lies on the other side of them, and that scares me a bit. How is it possible to feel both ready and not yet ready for this new world of men? Mr. Snow of the Wandering Hands approaches. I duck down a corridor to wait until he is gone. A man sits rubbing his fingers over and over, eyes staring straight ahead. Please, Mr. Snow, pass on so that I may get back to the hallway unscathed.
I've a message for you,
the man says. There is no one but the two of us here. I beg your pardon? He turns slowly to face me.
The spirits are joining together, miss. They're coming for you.
I feel hot and light-headed. What did you say? He grins and lowers his head, looking up at me through half-closed lids. The effect is chilling, as if he is a different person altogether.
We're coming for you, miss. We're all coming for you.
With a fierce quickness, he snaps his jaws at me, growls like a mad dog. Get away, Gemma! Gasping, I run from him, rounding a corner fast and bumping directly into my astonished brother.
Gemma, what on earth are you doing up here, unescorted?
Looking for you. That man, I say, pointing behind me. Tom steps around the corner and I follow. The old man is sitting once again, staring straight ahead.
Mr. Carey, poor fellow, completely beyond reach. I'm afraid he'll have to be moved to a county asylum soon.
He spoke to me, I stammer. Tom looks confused.
Mr. Carey spoke to you? That's impossible. Mr. Carey doesn't speak a word, ever. He is mute. What was it that you thought he said to you?
We're coming for you, I repeat, realizing as I say it that it was not Mr. Carey speaking to me, but someone else, someone from the realms. What happened to Nell Hawkins? I ask as we take a cab to meet Felicity and Anne on Regent Street.
That information is privileged,
Tom replies with a sniff. Come, Tom, I'm not likely to share it with anyone, I lie. Tom shakes his head.
Absolutely not. It is horrible and indelicate. Not the sort of thing for a young lady's ears. Besides, you've a vivid imagination as it is. I won't add to your nightmares.
Very well, I grumble. Will she recover?
Difficult to say. I am working to that end, though I doubt she will ever return to St. Victoria's. I would advise against it, certainly.
I sit straight up, my nerves on fire. What did you say?
I said I would advise against it.
No, before that.
St. Victoria's School for Girls. It's in Swansea, I believe. It's said to be a very fine school, but one does wonder. Why do you ask?
There's a tingle in my stomach, a sense of foreboding. A snake ring, a woman in green. Don't trust her. I believe one of our teachers comes from St. Victoria's.
Well, I do hope they keep better watch over the flock at Spence than they do at St. Victoria's. That is all I can say about the matter,
Tom states grimly. I am troubled beyond words. Was Miss McCleary at St. Victoria's when Nell Hawkins was a pupil there? What happened that is too indelicate for Tom to share? What happened to Nell Hawkins that drove her mad? Whatever it was, I pray that I shall not suffer the same fate. Have you an address for St. Victoria's? I ask.
Yes, why?
Tom suspicious. I look out at the shops displaying their Christmas wares. Our headmistress charged me, us, with performing an act of charity over the holiday. I thought perhaps I could write to them, let them know that another schoolgirl is spending time with Miss Hawkins and reminding her of happier days.
Very commendable. In that case, I shall give you the address. Ah, here we are.